Welcome to a complimentary podcast from Association Management Consulting and Evaluation Services. This is one in a series of podcasts presented by AMCES Consultants for those involved or interested in association leadership and management. The topic of this podcast is benchmarking for innovative use of content. The topic is being presented by AMCES consultant Jim Pilo.
High performance associations regularly engage in benchmarking to support their continuous improvement initiatives. These associations ask themselves on a regular basis, how can we do better? Their curiosity is piqued every time they hear of a potential new way of doing things. If that new way can result in increased member satisfaction or the generation of new revenues, they don their entrepreneurial hats, look at ways to minimize risk, and make positive change. Benchmarking is key to discovering those new methods and reducing the element of risk. Benchmarking is often used to develop innovative thinking, implement strategic direction, accelerate the change process, establish rigor, overcome disbelief, establish accountability, and engage cultural change. Benchmarking for better practices can often help an association improve morale, increase the number of members, increase revenues, reduce costs, improve productivity, develop a clear understanding and improve focus on strategic direction, improve working conditions, increase use of association products and services, and most importantly, increase member satisfaction. There are many different approaches to benchmarking. Some advocate as many as a dozen phases or steps. Most will get you there, although some are a little more rigid than others. A common and very popular process has various phases. And the first phase of this approach is you have to get your planning and organization in place. Basically, you select and prioritize what is to be benchmarked, establish and organize a benchmarking team, or just maybe yourself, select benchmarking measurements to be used, and identify comparative organizations. The second step is you go out and you get the information. The third is the analysis, where you're looking at performance gaps, identify root causes for gaps, and project future performance levels. The fourth step is implementation. This is where you communicate your findings and gain acceptance. You also develop action plans based on performance goals and objectives. The fifth step is evaluation. This is where you monitor and assess progress towards goals and objectives. You recalibrate benchmarks if necessary. As technology applications increase, associations are asking how they can effectively make use of technology to plan, develop, and deliver services to members. If this strategy is being neglected, associations will leave their members floundering in a sea of information overload and miss out on enhancing member value and improving productivity. If associations wish to make knowledge-based decisions, they must engage in benchmarking for best practices. There are many areas ripe for benchmarking activity. In recent years, some associations have read and heard about other associations focusing on content and sorting out information and knowledge management possibilities. Some have captured content for others unable to attend a conference. Others are selling executive summaries or gold nuggets delivered during a presentation. Associations should now be benchmarking, and what they should benchmark on should take advantage of content and make it available multiple times in different formats. The days of delivering content only once are pretty well behind us. Through benchmarking, an association may find that conference content, workshops, and gold summaries are now being linked into education programs supporting certification. Content is also being used to support social media initiatives. Short video portions of a presentation posted on YouTube can draw attention to other services, such as podcasts, publications, and courses. Post-event discussions can be linked to presentations in which participants can debate issues presented or not presented, but related topics. Online course instructors now realize that associations don't have to wait 2 or 3 years to upgrade a course. After each course delivery, it is fairly easy to access content that could replace or enrich the current curriculum. And that content may come from a conference or some other source. Members participating in certification or accreditation programs want content that is more knowledge than information, and they want it delivered through different formats. This compels association to convert more information into knowledge. When doing so, best practices and related performance indicators must be obtained and understood. Benchmarking for current practices requires a champion or a group of champions. Their first task is to document the current activity. Knowing what transpires now will position a group to support benchmarking activity that will seek out success indicators, better practices, and lessons learned. Your champion should be knowledgeable about benchmarking for better practices and select a model to implement. Will your benchmarking results cover the time and effort spent seeking information and analyzing results? Probably. If you are humble enough to admit that others may be doing things better and you find there are better ways of doing things, absolutely. Frankly, many associations believe they are employing the best practices until they employ benchmarking and find out otherwise. After conducting several successful benchmarking exercises and making positive changes, you may find it beneficial to understand and undertake a knowledge management assessment, as there may be other potential areas for improvement in the information and knowledge area. Association success is directly linked to information and knowledge management activities.
You have been listening to AMCES consultant Jim Pilo. If you would like to talk to Jim about this podcast, you can call him at 613-595-1156, extension 4, or email at jim@amces.com, jim@amces.com. For more information about AMCES and access to informative articles, tools, and other podcasts, please visit us at www.amces.com.